Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Enjoy ourselves in the testimonies of the Lord. That will be tell of his greatness in the congregation of the saints. So just keep quiet. Iron sharpening iron. We thank you for the testimony in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, proving yourself unto us. You are mindful of us, that is, you know, as was shared earlier on. So we give you praise and glory. Lord, as we read your word this morning, we pray that our faith, O Lord God, will even be greater than we come in, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I will not be reading a lot of things from Isaiah 12, the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I begin from the very first verse of it. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thy anger is turned away, and thou comforted me. You see? So, well, so the Jews, that day is not yet come. Amen? But for the church of the living God, we are living in that day now. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So this morning I just want to call it Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. Amen?
Amen.
That is the title. Christ, the God of our salvation. So Isaiah 41 says this. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that our warfare is accomplished. God's children need comfort in the day we are living in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We all need comfort. We are living. Bible says he has set us as lamb among wolves. He told us and something like that, you know. And we need comfort. And we thank God he has not left us comfortless. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is living in that day, like I said. And here as the Lord's promises concerning comfort and its fulfillment in this church dispensation. Amen.
Amen.
And John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father. So yeah, the promises he gave when he was here, talking to the disciples, and they are fulfilled today concerning comfort. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Don't you like that? Amen.
Yeah.
It doesn't say come and go. Amen.
Yeah.
Another scripture says we are sealed with the Holy Ghost unto the day of redemption. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful picture. Oh, he said forever. So don't go back to your feelings. You feel it one way, one day and so on. The Holy Ghost is still there. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But he know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. What is he telling you? The same Jesus came in the Holy Ghost, amen? You see him now, but he said he will be in you. So it's the same Lord Jesus, right? Hallelujah. That's all the problem of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, being three, and so on. You know, that there is just one personality in the Godhead, amen? Manifest himself in three offices, amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Today we are all witnesses, amen? Fulfilled to in the church dispensation. That time, I told the disciples, prophesied, as he to say, and today it's all come to pass, and we are all here today as his witnesses. Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. How many have not at one time or the other, it feels that you have not even read for a long time, just pop up in your mind. Who do you think is doing that? Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He will put in remembrance, and so that, you know, show you things to come, prophecy, and so on that, you know, meet with you. In the sense of your feelings, amen? Feeling has nothing to do with it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's word is the final authority. God has spoken. He will abide with you forever. Amen?
Amen.
You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. So put in remembrance. Whatever I have said unto you, down to verse 27 here, like this verse, the Lord. No matter what is happening around you, don't forget this scripture here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You can use that word all the time in every situation. In the world, I think John 16, about the last verse, you have tribulation, amen? But be of good cheer, amen? And overcome the world. The comforter is with you, amen? Always there. Let us just give him the chance, amen? Don't get in between now, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That will help you and I and so on. Not have to be afraid of anything. So he has given you his peace. Not as the world gives. John 15, talking about his promises, about his comforter, you know, and also his church decision is being fulfilled. And so on. John 15, 26. But when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall, the Holy Ghost will testify of the Lord Jesus Christ, and so on, he said, and so on. Now, look at this one too. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning, the Lord said. You're also speaking to the disciples alone. You speak to us who will come later, and so on, you know, to all the church, and so on, so to say. Now, I say, shall be my, now, I saw for the three say this, and so on, see. You see, we are going to bear witness of him, right? I say, right. I saw for the three, verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, amen? That go beyond another time. Go to the church, age 2, amen? Praise the Lord. Ye are my witnesses, say the Lord. And my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Verse 12 says, I have declared, I have saved, and I have showed, excuse me, what is in there, therefore ye are my witnesses, hear the Lord, that I am God, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
No, that we put the Godhead so hardly to let the churches know that Jesus Christ is God, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are witnesses that he is God, amen?
Yes.
Praise, as I know that God beside him, praise the Lord Jesus. And, you know, Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That will tell you what he's talking to Peter, John, and Peter and the 12 alone. Amen. He goes through the church age. Praise the Lord. Okay. Did Peter come to America? Did John go to Ghana? Praise the Lord. So he's looking at the church scope and so on that, you know. And you as an individual, how can you go to all the world? Many, many ways. Today, no longer an issue anymore, amen? Praise the Lord. You can have people preaching from Nigeria, people preaching from Europe, from one thing to another, and so on. The gospel is going on. The Lord forecasts all these things. Praise the Lord Jesus. And as an individual, you do personal witnessing, right? And if you have good witness, you can send tape. What man or God said that, well, you can't go to every nation in the world, but you can send tape to any part of the world, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So, you know what he was saying? We are his witnesses indeed, according to the word of the Lord. John 16:6. Talking about comfort, comforting my people, right? The great comforter is with you, is with me. Verse 6. But so the apostles, they were very sorrowful. The more the Lord told them it was going, right? They were very sorrowful. You know, how can you go? You know, I mean, you know, how can you go? Then we need to comfort them. And in verse 6. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow have filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient. You can ask one of the reasons why the Lord went back and so on, that you know, of many, many reasons anyway. So, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, the Lord said. Of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. verse 11 says, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Amen?
Amen.
Lucifer is judged already, whether I like it or not. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we shall, I don't know how soon it will be, we are going to judge those fallen angels. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will judge the world too. Amen.
Amen.
God says so, and it will not fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:3 talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation, right? Bless the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. He's the God of all comfort, amen? Praise the Lord. He came in the Holy Ghost, right? He's the God of all comfort, the comfort that came in the Holy Ghost to comfort us and so on, you know? Didn't he say that if anyone believes in me in one place, I and my Father will come and make our abode in him, amen? All this, sometimes they don't make it to sound like they are silly, but to the, only the elect will know the difference, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only the elect will know the difference, you know? Anyway, now, in verse 4, who comforted us in all our tribulation that Apostle Paul was writing to the church, and that is the faith of every Christian, anyway? So, the other thing in the world, we have tribulation, right? John 16, but 2, 32, I don't know that, you know. The Apostle says, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. What does that tell us? The church needs not tear down one another. Amen?
Amen?
We need to comfort one another. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As God comforts you, and when you meet a brother or a sister with what kind of a trouble, the comfort we are the comforted of God, share with him and comfort him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And it should be the Holy Ghost still doing it, the comforter. You see you to comfort another brother and so on, sister and another sister. Anyway, so, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us, and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Sweet, sweet scripture, right? Everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your heart, he says, and establish you in every good word and work. Praise the Lord Jesus. Comfort, comforting my people. So it's our comforter, the Holy Ghost, the comforter is come. It's dwelling in you. I'm sorry? Verse 16 and 17. That was what he says? Okay, I must have missed something here. Okay, what does he say in you can have that one out, but what speech you're here? Comfort your heart, you know, and establish you in every good word. I'm not going to correct that, so I don't know, maybe I must have said something here. Anyway, praise the Lord Jesus. But in scripture though, so you can look it up on our say, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. That is one of the only God of the word of the Holy Ghost in you and our heart. Now back at Isaiah 12, continue Isaiah 12 verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation, you know, that's why I got it from Christ Jesus, the God of our salvation. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. Comforting our heart this morning, I will trust. I'm sorry? Oh, thank you very much. I put forth there. Thank you so much, brother. Amen. Anyway, so I said 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, you see. And not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Hallelujah. What are you afraid of this morning or in the future? Go to the word of God. Behold, God is your salvation. You trust all the time. And not be afraid at all, for the Lord Jehovah is your strength and your song. He become your salvation. Christ Jesus is the God of our salvation. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will exalt him. Toward the end of that verse, amen? Praise the Lord. Be bold. You know, when you read all these things and so on, you know, most of these things, we're going to hear David write your word by the Holy Ghost in many places and so on like that, you know. One of the greatest trouble a man can ever see was with him, but look at the boldness, and it translates to you and I, God's children and so on. 2 Samuel 22 verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. What am I afraid of? That I just forgot one day, I just say, the Lord is your rock and your fortress and your deliverer. The God of my rock. What statement, amen? Praise the Lord. The God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. My high tower and my refuge. Like I've already read in Psalm 21 at that time. My refuge and my savior. You see that? All embedded in Christ Jesus is the very God of our salvation. Verse 47 says of that same 2 Samuel 22. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Amen. Take day to digest all those words, amen. But you feel confident, amen. Praise the Lord. Confidence and so on. Boldness is what I want to generate in you and I and so on. Psalm 18 verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler, he says, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. If you are wondering, what is there between a shield and a buckler? A shield is what you use to protect yourself in those days from arrow and spears, amen, coming from a distance. A buckler is it's what you need to protect yourself from nearby hand-to-hand combat, amen? Praise the Lord. You have it in your hand, and hand-to-hand combat, and so on that, you know. Anyway, I'm talking spiritual warfare, too, and so on that, you know. Anyway, so, verse 46, the Lord liveth, verse 46 says, of Psalm 18, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, all over the place, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 27, just reading this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, to stand as solid as rock, you know, because he is our rock. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the God of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need not fear anything at all. Psalm 27 verse 1. The Lord is my life and my salvation. You see? The God of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Not even the testing of the principal, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus, sir.
Yeah.
Or the testing of a neighbor who has gone wild. You know, or anywhere. We shall have fear. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. See? So, and he's there with us. Psalm 25 verse 5. Lead me in thy truth, O Lord, he said, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. Okay. On thee do I waste all the day. Keep your eye on him, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. They look unto him, the Bible says, and they were nice in that. And their faces were not ashamed. As the eyes of the servants are upon the master. And the eyes of the maidens upon the minister. So our eyes are upon you, O Lord, amen. Jehoshaphat said when he got into trouble, 2 Chronicles 20:20 and so on, in his prayer. And we know what to do, Lord. But our eyes are upon thee.
Yes.
Look at all these multitude of nations around us. Not even have the ammunition. Not even have the number to counter them. But our eyes are upon thee, O Lord. Amen. Keep your eye upon him and so on. Do not be like Peter. No, many times when you have a victory, watch out now. Amen. Praise God. And fix your eye on the Lord. I always watch the Lord. Sometimes he does. After all the good he said. If you go alone to the mountain top alone, not because of himself, for you and I as an example, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Say that goes on a rage. For the victory you have today, you have to wash, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. That was not the warfare and all that, you know. Anyway, so all the day long. Psalm 37, verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. See? It is their strength in the time of trouble. Amen. Don't look unto yourself, amen. Another time, says a very present help in trouble, right?
Amen.
In Psalm 91, it says, I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him. And I will show him my salvation. Amen? Amen. Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. Praise the Lord Jesus. Deliver him. That's all that, you know. Anyway, so, and, you know, so, now, verse, Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God, for him cometh my salvation. Amen? But not only the common salvation we have, but even salvation from any kind of a distress, any kind of a situation. He is the Savior to the uttermost. Amen? Praise the Lord. Savior to the uttermost, and so on, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ as well. Now, and you know, so, no, so, and you say that. Now, he only, he said in Psalm 62 verse 6, he only is my rock, you see, and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Amen? Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. I don't look any other way. Vain is the help of man, really. You know, I'm saying that, you know. I just look unto the Lord alone. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Our brother begins ceremony today by talking about he's a wonder to many and God is his refuge. Coming up here all the time. My refuge is in God. Now look at the next verse. Trust in him at all times. Not just yesterday and so on. No. All the time. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for all. Say that. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Refuge for us in any condition, any place, in any situation. Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Say that. Amen. That's our Lord Jesus Christ, God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 95 verse 1. Oh, come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 149 verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The Bible says. Habakkuk 3:18. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. If you read the previous verse, no matter what happened, but I won't be that one, no matter what is happening and so on, I will still rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. See? The Lord God is my strength. That's why you can rejoice. You know? And it will make my feet like iron's feet. It will make your feet like iron's feet. And it will make you to walk upon your high places. Amen? Amen. It is eternal. The imperishable word of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good yesterday, today and forever. Jesus Christ, the word of God. The same yesterday, today and forever. Hebrews 13 says that. To bless be the name of the Lord. Zechariah 9:9. You know. And rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout. O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, our king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Talking about Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation, right? Having salvation. Lowly and riding upon a horse and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. You know, at one time, I believe in Acts chapter 8 and so on, the Ethiopian eunuch. Riding coming from Jerusalem and so on, going back to Ethiopia, riding in the chariot and so forth, reading the scroll of Isaiah. This is Isaiah. Scroll of Isaiah and so on. That's right. And of course, the Lord called out Philip out of that crusade and go to that place and go just after that chariot and so forth. And when he got in there, all that time there, all that reading, praise God. He said, I can't. I like that man. Except somebody teach me. Of him did the prophet rose, the man in the Enoch rose. Of who did the prophet rose? Of himself, of another. Amen? So I'm asking the same question here. Of who does Zechariah write here? When he says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, our king cometh unto thee. So I'm asking the question here. He said, having salvation. So you can say here, which king? You know, Zechariah is talking about here. Without any doubt, he was not Esau, but Jesus Christ, our Lord, the God of our salvation. The prophecy was fulfilled at his triumphant entry to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, 30 AD. Let me get a little bit of prophecy here. Very important prophecy. We all know about it and so on about, you know. When we talk about something we know before, I fall back to the scripture and say that, though you know these things, then, praise the Lord, Apostle Peter, I put you in remembrance. So I said that scripture was fulfilled on Palm Sunday in AD 30 at the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Let's get to John 12:12. So Zechariah was writing about the Lord Jesus Christ, so the king that has salvation. John 12:12 says this. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, this was the Palm Sunday, right? And went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. They can either call him King, right there, you know, as well as you know. And Jesus, when he had found a young heart, that dialogue, as it is written, go back to Zechariah, that's what he's talking about here. As it is written, that prophecy we read, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. And look at verse 16. These things understood not the disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remember they that these things were written of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, put the Zechariah life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. The reason we understand is that the reason we understand is that he was glorified, right? That the reason were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is just and having salvation. He is the God of our salvation. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now let me say something again. A little bit of prophecy here, you know, that you all know. This triumphant entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem was the fulfillment of not only the prophecy of Zechariah, but also that of Daniel, you know. Now, that of Daniel in 925. Let's digress on and see what Daniel said about him. Daniel the prophet called Christ Messiah the Prince, amen? That was a calling, amen? Praise the Lord. That's what Daniel called him, according to what was showing him, called him Messiah the Prince, and gave the exact time of his appearing in the world, and how he will leave the world. So the prophecy we all know, Daniel 9:24, verse 3, verses there. And 70 weeks, he said, are determined upon thy people. You know he was a Jew, right? And, you know, meaning upon the Jews. And upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, all those six things he wrote there, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, verse 25. Know therefore, and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment, to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince, that's a time period, right? For the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 80 days and 2 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 80 days and 2 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, But not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the world, desolations are determined. That's what the Bible says. So this prophecy, without expanding too much on it, given to Daniel in a vision, revealed 70 weeks, right? Or 490 years. As we know by now, after all these years, 490 years, what will be determined on the Jews, his people, during which time those six specific prophecies will be fulfilled, and some of that, you know. And we know the starting point of the fulfillment of that 70 weeks was to give for the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. And we know in history, you know, that in scripture too, the commandment is identified as the decree of Cyrus, doubly given by Isaiah the prophet. Just because it's an important prophecy, we can always remind ourselves. Let's see what Cyrus said and how we know identify him as his head to be the beginning of the 70 weeks and so on. Isaiah 44, verse 28. That says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure. Even sent to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, the foundation shall be laid. Then Isaiah 45, like a doubly given thing that the Lord to confirm and so on. Verse 1 of Isaiah 45, thus said the Lord, to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. I stop right here, go to verse 3. And I will give thee the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. So just to see that edict, and so we know that, you know, his edict was the beginning of the 70 weeks that was given in that prophecy. So Daniel's prophecy separated the 70 weeks, as we know, into three divisions. You have the 7 weeks, the 62 weeks, and then 1 week, respectively. The fourth division of 7 weeks of 49 years ended, among other things, with the restoration of the temple order, that's historical, in the Bible too, and you know. Then the completion of the Old Testament canon and the writing of Malachi, that is the first week. All those things, they were contemporary readings, so that is the first week, 49 years and so on, without expanding on it. Now, dating also from the decree of Cyrus was to be a total of 69 weeks, or 483 years, right? Until the cutting off of the Messiah. So the 69 weeks, of course, include the first 7 weeks, right? 62 plus 7 and so on, making 69 weeks. So the prophecy does imply that the Messiah was to be rejected and put to death. This prophecy was fulfilled at the crucifixion in AD 30. And we learned from history and from other things. So then, again, just like a review of prophecy and so on. So then comes the gap between the 69th and the 70th week, right? The Jews, as a nation, having rejected their Messiah, missed the opportunity of their entering into the Messianic era. They didn't enter it. And we know this is in all God's providence, right? God foreknew all of these things and so on. So they had said to him, this man, we won't have this man to reign over us, they said, paraphrasing many scriptures in there. And that his blood, they said, will be upon their heads and upon their children. That's what they told the Lord, what they rejected him and so on, you know. And you know, we always say, be careful what we say, amen. Praise the Lord. Always careful. And the Lord granted them what they said to themselves. The Lord granted their faithful request. His blood be upon them, they said, and it was so. And he allowed them to go into an age-long dispersion, as was foretold by the declaration of the Lord in Matthew 21:43, Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruit thereof. The Lord told them, and so on, that you know. And so we see therefore that a long gap appeared between the 69 and the 70 years. Right now, and God knows what he was doing, and that between 69 and the 70th week is the Gentile era, the church dispensation which we are in now, could end tomorrow, or you know, something like that. So anyway, so we know. And so we are still in that gap now, you know, which can terminate any time, and usher in the 70th week, the event of which we take a whole time to really narrate, but we are all familiar with the event. Well, succinctly speaking, those 70th week will be the time that the Antichrist will arise, you know, coming as a, you know, as a man of peace and so on, that, you know, make a peace covenant with Israel and so on, that, you know. We believe in the middle of it, the church is gone, because at the middle of it, that covenant will be broken that we make with the Jews. And Friday, we headed to build that temple, which all the needs to build that temple is in place today. You know, everything they need to build that is right there. You know, Revelation 11 said that there is a temple in Jerusalem, right? The tribulation temple, anyway. And in the middle of the week, he will declare that he is God in that temple. The church is God, and that begins the great tribulation. Let's put it right there. So you can see, you show where we are in time now. You know, where we are in time. The church can go up anytime. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. So let us be watchful and be prayerful. You know, so it's a very important prophecy in the Bible, and that we should always remind ourselves and see where we are. No wonder we always say, or it is saying that, you know, if you want to know what God is doing with the nation, God's timing, look at Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's time clock, you know, for the nations and so on, you know. Anyway, a little digression to see that, you know, so that, you say the king comes, right? So, the Lord knew that he was going to be cut off according to prophecy in Daniel 26, and that his messiahship must be public or publicly recognized before that event. The Lord himself took steps toward the fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9, where he said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, because thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So we see right there, again, Bible says he's coming, having salvation, the Savior of the world, Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the God of our salvation. Luke 2:25. And when he was born, see, here is what Papa Simeon said, Luke 20:35. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him that by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said," in verse 29, "Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. I have read all these things to come to this verse. For my eyes have seen thy salvation." Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. Because what is Simeon? What is Simeon see? The Christ, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That what he saw, you know, my eyes have seen that salvation. Acts 4:12. "Neither is that salvation in any other, see? For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." 1 Thessalonians 5:9. "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews 2:10. I'm just round this up very short thing here this morning, exalting the Lord Jesus. And don't remember, I mean, don't forget the beginning of his sermon. How he is your rock, how he is your strength, and all of those things, and so on, the God of our salvation. Hebrews 2:10. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See? You know, he was the one. I mean, you know, Joshua, cast a cap of Christ, you know, at the battle and so forth, that, you know, that man with the, you know, with the drawn sword. Are you for us of our adversary? Amen? I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. The captain of our salvation, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Make perfect and so on. Hebrews 5:9 says this. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Amen. Just as he did the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the God of our salvation. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Just exalting him this morning, and seeing what he has made us to be, and who is he to us, you know, not sure. Back to Isaiah 12. I want this off, verse 3 of Isaiah 12. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wealth of salvation. Amen. There are wealth of salvation in there. John 7:38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, maybe part of this one too, out of his belly, maybe you find that prophecy too, amen. Praise the Lord. Because he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And the Bible says verse 39, but this spake he of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise the Lord Jesus. Wealth of salvation, you draw water out of it with joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now out of your belly, you and I, rivers of living water. No, we are living witnesses. Isaiah 43 verse 18. Remember ye not the, no, therefore the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Talking about wealth of salvation and so on like that, you know. Behold, I will do a new thing. Prophecy for you this morning, for all of us this morning. You can always go there every day. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The way maker. He do it. You know, whatever you are looking for him to do and so on. Don't get stuck with the past. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the glory of the past and so on, that you know. But you see, I have greater things for you. Amen. See, your tomorrow shall be greater far better than yesterday. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, let me know the Lord. Now, okay, now. Psalm 1 verse 3. And it shall be that you and I, you this morning, that is the word of God for you and I. And you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Amen. Praise the Lord. What you just need to put in the book is for you and I. It's a love letter. This Bible is a love letter to you and I. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of God in it, and they are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise them. Not just to the Jew or anybody. They are to the word of God to the elect. It's a love letter to us and so like that, you know. Now, Jeremiah 17:7. Talking of this spring of water and so like that, you know. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Just keep him as your only hope. No man, for it shall be as a tree planted by the water, like David wrote by the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost, right? That gave David that song, gave Jeremiah this song. It's the same Holy Ghost, right? All scripture about the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, right? Holy men of God, they speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So for it shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out a root by the river, rivers of living waters, right? and shall not see when it cometh. But a leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall see from yielding fruit. Amen. Don't forget in Galatians 5 and so on, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Love, joy, peace. In there, I'm telling that you know, about 9 of them right there. You know, I'm telling that you know. So, these are spiritual things and so on. And it's translated to your material needs too. My material needs. All of these things, I'm telling that you know. Isaiah 58 verse 11. And the Lord shall guide you continually. I love that scripture a lot. As if I need anything, that's what I need. Guide you continually, amen? And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose water faileth not. Take care of the spiritual and the material out of your belly. Rivers of living water. This take care of the Holy Ghost, right? And it takes care of our material needs. You see? Never lacking. You know? A watered garden. You know, I came from a farm area. I was raised in a farm village and so on. As you know, we have two type of farms. You know, there was one for a long time. Then there's one that we plant just by the water side. By around April, the new year will come out on that one. You know, the other farm won't come until probably like June or July and so on. So you see that one by the water is always watering, right? You know, so and so that. But we say we shall be like that. You know, like a spring of water. With water, spirit, and all that, you know. So, God just blessing his people. Now, let's go back to Isaiah 12:4, finishing up here. And in that day, as far as we are concerned, the church of the living God, this day, this church dispensation, shall you say, praise the Lord, amen? The Jew are still waiting for that, but for the church, this is that day for us, amen? The church dispensation, praise the Lord. And in that day, meaning our day, church dispensation, shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, he says, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The inhabitants of Zion. Yeah, we are too. Let me get you there. Yes, you can cry and shout. For it is written in Hebrews 12:32. But we, I mean, ye are come unto Mount Zion. Amen. Amen. Don't put to Israel alone. Praise God. I know. We are come to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels. I brought talking of angels earlier today, amen. That's why we are. They are coming and going around us, amen. Praise God. Are they not ministering spirits? Send forth in these for those who are the heart of salvation. Amen. Even some, he said, don't be forgetful to entertain strangers. For some in so doing have entertained angels on our way as amen. Amen. Praise God. They are all in our midst and so on. And they are watching us all. Now verse 23 says, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation, is the prince of the kings of the earth. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, he is the prince of the kings of the earth. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us to be kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And the church say, amen. 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 He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Revelation 19:16. And that scripture here, Psalm 46. Verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He's our rock. The Lord Jesus Christ. God of our salvation. You know, to fear anything. You know. So he's always with you. Always with me. And so on. To supply all our needs. Father, we thank you this morning. Exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. By whom were all things created. Visible and invisible. Be there be dominion, principalities and powers. All things were made by him. and nothing was made which was not made by him. Thank you for caring for us, Lord. He is ever mindful of us. His thoughts towards us, they are more than the sand by the seashore. And yet, O Lord God, they are the thoughts of peace and never of evil to give for the expected end. We thank you this morning. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Father, we thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for making us your temple, your dwelling place, Lord, guiding us, directing our path. There shall no evil befall us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you, Father. Oh Lord, whatever we do shall prosper, he says. So we thank you for blessing us this morning as we exalt your name in your word and opening our eyes that, Lord of God, through you, Lord, we can do all things. We are more than conquerors. We are the blessed of the Lord. And the word of tomorrow be done unto us. And even on this earth, we reign on this earth by our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Because why? We are kings and priests. In the name of Jesus. So I will go this morning and meditate upon these things, Lord. So go with all boldness, bold as the lion, because we are righteous. The Lord Jesus is our righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Christ has been made unto us to wisdom, sanctification and redemption. It's our righteousness and righteousness. So we thank you. We go about as bold as the lion, declaring the word of the Lord. Father, thank you for blessing us in your word. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
And amen. Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.